Live from ATIA, this is Michael Loft speaking with John Price from Perkins Products, makers of the infamous Perkins Brailer. Thanks for dropping by, John. You have some very exciting news, especially connoisseurs or aficionados of Brail, I'm sure, are going to want to hear about.
Sure. Well, I know the people are familiar with Perkins Products, formerly called Howe Press, and we're a division of Perkins School for the Blind. We're located in Watertown, Massachusetts, which is part of right next to Boston. And I've been working for Perkins for about 5 years and representing the Perkins Brailer. And people have been asking us for a long time, when are you going to make it lighter? And when are you going to make it in some fun colors? So we've been working on it.
I never even thought about colors.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a while, and I have brought a next-generation Perkins Brailer to demonstrate here at ATIA.
So describe this, the dimensions of it.
Sure. The next-generation Perkins Brailer, as compared to the Perkins Classic Brailer, it's a little smaller, and it is a little over half the weight. So if the Perkins Brailer is about 11 pounds, this is about 6.5 pounds.
So you got rid of the cast iron. What is this made of?
This is made of impact-resistant plastic, and it has metal parts and plastic parts to it. And as I said, it's a little bit smaller, so it accepts 8.5 by 11 paper or smaller. And there's a couple of features on it that are different from the Perkins Classic Brailer.
Okay, elaborate on that.
Sure. The Perkins Classic Brailer has a handle on top of the machine. This has a handle underneath the keys, so it's actually built in. Where the skirt is on the Perkins Classic Brailer, that's where the handle is on the next generation Perkins Brailer. So you just reach under to the keys, pick it up, and it fits really nicely right next to your leg when you're carrying it around. It's also a little easier.
Well, I can't tell you how many people I upset by whacking them in the knees with the old Classic. So yeah, I can see the logic of that design.
It gets people's attention, though.
Yes.
But so it's a little easier to carry. It's lighter, and it takes up a little less space on a desk. There's also a paper table so that it flips up from the back of the machine and supports the braille paper as it begins to come out. So as you're brailing, you can read what you're brailing.
Maybe eliminate some of those paper jams, the paper going down the back or up against something on your desk.
That's a good point. Teachers tell us that it helps the students kind of guide the paper into the machine.
Ah, yeah. Right, because it's easy to do it a few times before you get the knack of not going in crooked and so forth. So.
And another thing that I've had a lot of teachers ask me is, when are you guys going to make it so that there's an eraser on the machine?
Ah.
And the next generation Perkins Brailer has an eraser built next to the braille head.
How does that work?
So if I'm brailing along and I braille something that I don't like, and I just need to backspace twice, and then right over the paper where it brails is a little oblong key, and you just push that down a couple times, it gets rid of the braille. It's pushing it from the top and the bottom. So teachers seem to think it's better than the fingernail.
Oh, you can't tell how many things I fixed with the fingernail
you
today.
You can still use your fingernail. That's all right. But there is an eraser function on this machine.
Evolution. 21st century, folks.
Another thing is the margin guides are on the back of the Perkins Classic Brailer. In the Perkins Next Generation, we move those to the front of the machine. So it makes a little more sense.
What about the noise factor?
The noise factor at the Perkins Classic Brailer is, brailing in general, when you're putting a piece of braille on a piece of paper, it's a little bit loud. This machine is a little quieter, though, than the Perkins Classic Brailer. The next generation is quieter than the Perkins Classic Brailer, and it's also takes a little less finger pressure. Now, there are some students that have very weak finger strength, or some adults that have weak fingers, and we have a Perkins Electric Brailer that's more appropriate for folks like that, or someone who just brails all day long. We are going to be introducing a next generation electric brailer that's still in the works, and that's something that's going to be coming down the line.
Yeah, I couldn't get the groove of the electric braille, but like you said, maybe people that some limited hand function or just acclimation is something you get used to.
Yeah, for someone who's a really proficient brailer, The Perkins manual brailer is actually faster than the electric brailer.
Yeah. Well, what's the price? Is this available? Can we buy them now, or is it still prototype, or where are we with
it? It's available. It's the price is $650 to answer your first question, and they're available through American Printing House for the Blind. They're also on quota system. Currently, we're making them as quick as we can, but I know that they're back ordered right now, and we should be able to help them work through the back orders by hopefully by the end of spring.
What about the case for it? I know they always tell us to put the little case over it to prolong the life,
yeah.
Keep dirt?
Well, the way it was designed, it's designed so that it doesn't need a dust cover. We're still toying with the idea, but it's not as open to the elements as the Perkins Classic Brailer, so it's not designed to need a dust cover.
So you don't have the big opening at the top where you can reach your hand in there and fix the bell if it's broke? Or
yeah, or drop a handful of marbles in.
Yeah,
so it's a lot more...
Or candy.
It's a lot more enclosed.
I'd hate to think what all's been found inside those.
We have a board with a lot of things that are glued to it that have been rescued from Perkins Brailers over the years.
Oh, my. Well, how can folks check it out? What's the website, phone number, if they want to order one?
Well, they can contact American Printing House for the Blind. If they want to take a look at the new machine, there's a really cool website set up, which is hard to remember. It's PerkinsBrailer.org.
That's a hard one, yeah.
And you can actually, there's a song about it called The Next Generation. And you might have heard the song, but you can download the song. Also, you can download ringtones based on the song from PerkinsBrailer.org. And if you need to give us a call to ask us any questions about it, our telephone number is 7308. And my name's John Price. I'll be happy to try to help you in person if there's anything we can do to explain it or answer any of your questions.
Well, it sounds awesome. I guess we'll get the back orders going even further. I'm sure many listeners will gravitate and check that out. Thanks for dropping by. John, we wish you great success with that. Right on. Let's keep Braille alive.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks.